Change my topic because this one would be more interesting to you. So today I'm going to talk about following one, a generalization of the Horipapa conjecture. Based on the following two papers. Those two papers are available in the website, so please take a look. Invariance for Abelian. Portions by joint work with Bertram, Siokan, Kuntan, okay, here's my basic setup. So let me say just a little bit motivation about this thing. So here, always the manifold is going to be compact manifold. And let me work with in the differential geometry category. In this conference, we are talking about Kronhoff-Witten invariance, which could give you, for example, quantum cohomology. But the computation of those two things, Kronhoff-Witten invariance or quantum cohomology, are very hard because they are lack of the functorial properties. But there are some functorial properties which I talked today, also yesterday. Those are, for example, gluing formula in the ordinary sense, given by equation of WDBB and also, in the setting of a relative Kronhoff-Witten invariance, you have also gluing formula by the Parker and Chunin. Yes. And Lee and also in the morning, Sasha Kibenta also talked about quantum Riemann rock, and using this quantum Riemann rock, especially we may get the quantum research. Hyperplane section principle, which is going to be related to my talk, so I'm going to point out especially this one. And let me later elaborate more. And today, what I'm going to talk about is comparison between the following. Convergence of non-abelian quotients and abelian quotients. Here here, what I mean by the this question is the following. Suppose you have a simplex manifold X, which might be non-compact. So this is a simplex manifold with some Hamiltonian group action by compact Lie group G, and then consider maximal torus inside of G. So here this is a compact Lie group, and this is the maximal torus where they act on X Hamiltonian way. So then we have two quotients by X mod G and X mod T. And suppose that they are compact and also smooth, then by simplex reduction, they also have in this simplex structure. So we can talk about Kolmogorov-Witt invariance for those two manifolds and then compare those. Today I'm gonna, first of all, Horibappa, maybe let me give you one first example and then say a little history. So let's see, suppose x is. So vector space, linear mapping from R-dimensional space to N-dimensional complex space. So this is nothing but complex vector space with this dimension. And let's think about action on this domain space, CR, by the unitary group. So if you're algebraic geometers, then you might think that the action by general linear group, I see. And now we have a complex torus here as a diagonal matrix in this unitary matrix group. Then it's easy to see that the quotient by unitary group going to be nothing but Grassmannian manifold R dimensional subspace in CN. Basic reason is that this is almost like the space of all the space of a linear mapping from R to the N. Now you quotient by action on the domain space CR. So what you are looking at by this quotient is that the just image of this linear mapping, and this image of going to define the R-dimensional subspace in CN. So that's going to be defined R-dimensional Grassmannian. Grassmannian GRN, and also same way, it's easy to see that the X mod T is product of a project space. And I hope if I'm Buffa in their papers of mirror symmetry, they formulate a conjecture about the following. They consider some, so it's a kind of physical conjecture, because I cannot precisely say about it, it's basically saying that you can consider some period integrals associated to Grassmannian. This is some period integrals osseous recrassmanian, and then that's going to be equal to, almost equal to therefore x mod t product of space. And this period integral depends on the second cohomology classes. In here, Grassmannian has only the Picard number is just 1, and this Picard number is r, so that in here the parameter is 1 equals r. So here is a parameter in the second cohomology class of P minus r. Then they claim that following must be true. Here is integral. So take a derivative of this operator on here, and then after that, identify Ti to be T. And today I like just propose a mathematical conjecture and then generalization of it, and then show some evidence to some proving some examples, including this case, Grassmannian. Let me start with what's the known result, namely the classical case. So around 1990 and also around 2000, Strome, Ellingsruth, and also Sean Martin show that these two geometry, the cohomology ring of X mod G relates to the cohomology ring of X mod T. So here it is. Okay, so we had this in mind. We have a group G acting on X and then maximal subgroup, maximal torus T. Since this is a Hamiltonian action, we have a moment map as usual, so that the moment map by G group G action, we have this picture, and also moment map by T action give you this map, and they have relationship just going here. Okay, so just the projection map right here, using the inclusion map. Then the suppose that the let's suppose that the origins are regular values, so that the you can since this moment map is G equivariant, you can model the we have a following picture. So since this is a regular value, we can consider, let me first think about this section. The inverse is zero value, And then since this T act on the equivalent to it, but T act on here by adjoint action, but in at the point of zero, it's a trivial action, so that T act on this is a, so T embedded space, so we can take the quotient and assume that it's a compact smooth manifold. Then similarly, we can assume the similar one. Think about this two, and then by definition, this is xma g, and then this is xma t, and these two spaces related by the following middle using middle space here. So using that diagram, we know that there's an inclusion of this space over there by T, and there's a map from here to here. It's a fibration by G ma T, and that basically this picture says that the you are going to have a Martin's integration formula, which I'm going to later on say about in the quantum cohomology case. So, and Martin showed that the for any classes in here, xma c, integration of two products must be equal to following. And then the reason is very easy to see using that picture, which I'm going to explain to you. Here, W is a phi group of this subprocess T inside of G, and okay, let me explain to you what's possible. What is the tilde in here? Gamma I tilde. So I like. Gamma I tilde is a class in the abelian quotients over here, and let's say that the each lift of gamma I if following equation holds. So you can compare this class with the class coming from gamma I by pulling back onto the pi. Then I'll just say that gamma I tilde is a lift of gamma I. And always you can lift with the main choices. And here delta classes following. So basically delta plus, well, those are tells you, let's see, first of all, delta plus is going to be normal bundle. It tells you top term class of normal bundles over this sub-manifold inside of in here. But it turns out that that normal bundle can be extendable to this big space by the following way. So as you imagine, it could be answer could be like for some class of L alpha, and alpha is going to be, or positive root, and where are our places? line bundle over the abelian quotients, so that it's defined to be mu inverse C0 times C, and then since alpha is a root, we can talk about action by the C star on C here. So that, I'm sorry, T action. So T act on this space coming from the original action, and by root alpha, T act on also C, and then divide by whole thing together to get a line bundle over the, over this abelian quotient. And then it turns out that that's going to be, when you restrict that delta plus in here, it's going to be just a Poincaré dual class of that one. And also, delta minus will have property that the, when you take integration over fiber, it's going to be 1. So it's a property like that, 1 over integration over fiber. So in our case, G mod T over the delta minus is going to be 1. So that we are going to have a such equality. And now I like go to the Gronov-Witt invariance for these tools, and basically I'm gonna saying that the Gronov-Witt invariance for X mod T twist by the those line bundle, direct sum of a line bundle. So my basic claim is following: take all roots and then twist the Gronov-Witt for X mod T by this vector bundle, then I'll claim that it is give you a Gronov-Witt invariance for X mod G. So here's a precise formulation. Let's see. So let's see, so precisely I'm gonna talk about one China zero case. So rational. And so as usual, we had the following picture, modulus traceable stable map, and then some evaluation map, EI, to the target space Y. Then you can consider topological classes in here. So gamma I classes in. Also psi class. Which appeared already in the previous talks. See, so I'm not going to talk about it. And okay, then and then twist. Let me define the following notation: the correlators. this. Psi I AI. Now let's twist it by this vector bundle as Gmantel does. And of course, let's see, take a section. So in the morning, we had a, if this is a vector bund, let's denote by E, then the, in the morning, we had induced some vector bundle over the moduli space. Namely, E sub D had some virtual fiber. It had some, it's a virtual vector bundle with fiber. Is was following one. So where F was the mapping from hub to C to X, what's Y. Then take the virtual top chunk class of E sub D. So virtual rank defined by just the dimension of this one minus dimension of that. And then let's record this twisting in here. And then degree T. Okay. Then the just exact conjecture I'm going to formulate is following. Okay, and on the left side, let's take just gravitational conflict invariance for the abelian quotients. So dt, and then for x, t. So x mod g, then the this one, like conjecture, is equal to the just lift of the gamma I, and put it the same thing here, but with some twisting by the that E. Well, however, I have to identify the degree T because the second homology group of abelian one, non-abelian general different, and I have to identify what are those D. So, objectively speaking, this one would be like that. So for each degree T, sum over all the lift of T tilde, by definition, T tilde is, T tilde goes T means that the, that the second homology class in the abelian one, and by definition, this notation means that the T tilde, when you evaluate the T tilde along the any H tilde class, going to be equal to so all H in right, to write one for the classical case. That's right. So that you have to maybe let's use the different all of them. I see. And that, in general, this is very hard to prove it. So let me give you a more accessible one. 함자처 prime. To do so, let me just introduce a given test J function. I think it should not appear yet in this conference, so let me explain it. So it's by definition, it's defined by the following general function. Take all gamma sub A. Here gamma sub A is the basis of the homology group of Y. And then think about the dual basis with respect to the Banach pairing. Now, I'd like to consider following specific correlators. Let's see here. Let's take the G minus psi over the mass of A, and then T. So T also in here. Okay, now I end up this have a plays a role in the mirror symmetry because that corresponds to the, in the B model that corresponds to the period integrals which measure the variation of a complex structure. But in here, I mean, that since I'm talking about non-collabial manifold, finite manifold, is supposed to, J function supposed to relate to the so-called the Landau-Ginzenberg models. So anyway, it behaves very nicely, and especially this conjecture implies the following one, conjecture prime, that the J function for abelian one should be written as a J function for twisted one. But this twist one can be expressed or written down according to just applying the some generalization of Kautz and Gigantas quantum Riemann-Lag or the Lefschetzer hyperplane principle. So in here, just basically, and let me I'm gonna write down some multiplication form right here, which led to the in the previous talk, led to the delta. It was delta tilde, right? Mostly led to delta tilde, and here it is J X minus T. Let's see. So by definition, it is let's see. So the to pick up the degree tilde part, let me just use some another formal parameter Q here. So this is a formal parameter, and another formal parameter Q, Q to D, D, then the, just write down the check function for this abelian one to, like this series, and then modify this each coefficient by following geometric terms, hypergeometric terms. Take all the roots here, I have all roots. Then take product by C1 L alpha plus KZ on the C1, same one, but the K runs from minus infinity to zero, and the K runs from minus infinity to T tilde. So right, but you also suppressed the but it plays a role, this one, right? So so here I'm not saying that this conjecture immediately implies this conjecture prime, but it's more or less if it is true, then if you assume that the generalization of the Cauchy Grentham principle works, then this might be works, but not strictly, because this twisting bundle E is not the convex one or concave ones. It's quite a mixed one.
So that's inside the
vacuum of T, going
inside
that with a T prime. Mm-hmm. What's the relation? Oh, just take a lift of T tilde. So given T, so write down T as a T alpha gamma alpha like that, and then lift it, just choose lift of this basis gamma alpha, and the fix once. And so this is my going to be T tilde. No. No. It's not. I'm sorry, that. Oh, this is the opposite? Actually, I'm talking about all the roots alpha. So that you are going to have a plus alpha and a minus alpha, and anyway, it will give you non-trivial terms after all. And I think this is the right one. Let's assume that alpha is. You're right. That's right. Sorry. So after, a bit of transformation. Okay, and this is two conjectures are quite big, and so I'm going to. What I prove is that this conjecture prime, when you take a restriction of T to the small cohomology space, namely second cohomology group of X mod T, then the X mod G, then the in many examples, that conjecture prime is true. Yeah, so that's your general theorem, but but what I'm worrying about is following. I mean, so when you twist, in your case, when you twist by E, you should introduce some formal parameter, lambda, because the you cannot talk about the top sum class of this virtual vector bundle, because sometimes it could be negative. Now, let's see. Now you have a dev lambda parameter, and then also you might have also such a parameter in this multiplication, and let's see. In this multiplication.
Your formula for J is by beginning a series which extends one over the sum of geometrical series. This is a function D, one over the series. If you look at the formula that you wrote on the right hand side, without any positivity assumptions, you don't know which things has high degree, the numerator or denominator. Therefore, if you start extending it as a series, it will not necessarily have only one over the term, but may have some positive term.
Mm-hmm.
The principle cannot equal to something on the left, which by definition is one over the series.
Mm-hmm. So you need to have a mutual transformation. Right, right, right. Probably you're right. I mean, that this conjecture should imply conjecture prime, but. let me formulate our theorem. This conjecture prime with small parameter t. True for many cases, including especially partial flank manifolds. So, for example, the Hori bypass one follows by this theorem, and as a corollary, we can prove that the we can obtain the closed formula for J function for those manifold. Obtained closed formula for J function for of this manifold and many other cases like a whole homogeneous space. With the classical type, so this is classical type. And also, what's the, there's some other interesting examples which we can apply this theorem that is a modular space of, also, you can obtain this cross formula for following example, modular space for of a stable rank of two vector bundle with fixed determinant line bundle. Of odd degree. Because that modular space also can be expressible as the, right, but, yeah, all right. That modular space in the special hyperelliptic curve case, you can describe that the modular space as a, as a geolocus of some section on the cross minor manifold. And, but that section lives on the, some indecomposable vector bundle. However, that indecomposable vector bundle can be decomposable when you walk over, over the, abelian quotient. Namely, product of space. Then you can apply ordinary quantum latchet to get a closed formula for J function for this modular space. So that's how you can do. And there's a also, the, we can also prove that the Virasoro conjecture for those manifolds, because for those manifolds, according to Gibenthal, the proving Virasoro conjecture is amount to checking the some property in the Landau-Ginzburg model of those manifolds, and since in the in those manifolds, even though you don't know the Landau-Ginzburg model, you can talk about you know that just take the so you have a non-abelian quotient, and then since you don't know mirrors of that, but take the abelian quotient, which is going to be toric manifold. And then mirrors of toric manifolds are known, and then use that Landau-Ginzburg model to check the property you want prove. So in that way, you can prove the Virasoro conjecture. So remaining time, let me just explain how to prove it. Let's see, first of all, how to prove it corollary one from the theorem in the example of Lagrange Grassmann case first, and then prove the theorem. So, why theorem one implies theorem one, especially in the Lagrange Grassmann manifold, and then. This Lagrange-Grassmannian can be is embedded in usual Grassmannian as a zero sections of following vector bundles. So namely, in the Grassmannian, we have a tautological subbundle S. So this S is tautological subbundle, and then take the duals of it, and then wedge product by two. Then here, since it's even dimensional, 2n, we have a holomorphic, simplectic form which can be considered as a sections of this bundle. So holomorphic syntax tuple considered as a sections of this bundle, and then this Lagrange Grassmannian, nothing but these two sections. And now, in this setting, we want to apply Hunter latches, but since this is not decomposable, we can apply directly. However, just go to the just make an abelianization of this picture. Then the this one becomes just product of projective space, and then this vector bundle decomposable to the following. Let's see. And bundle H I. So here H I is a hyperplane class in the each component of Pn minus 1. And then take a wedge product by 2. So in this way you can obtain the J function for Lagrange Grassmannian. Okay, now so let's talk about how to prove the theorem. Yeah, A series only.
Right.
Because other series, you cannot obtain other particular polynomial, particular for other series, you cannot obtain those things by non-abelian quotient. But as a, you can obtain as a two sections of, sorry, the two locus of some sections of non-abelian quotient. The holomorphic tuple in the C 2n. And that the well, can I say actually there are basically two proofs about this theorem, and what one is very little bit general. However, if you expert on the, so if you have some experience about computing K function for project space or, some other cases, then the, you might, have some, idea that the, that idea is just to use the, a linear sigma model, so sketch of. The first obvious approach is to use the some linear sigma model. For example, for partial Planck manifold, and then try to compute the J function, but however it's very complicated. But if you have right conjecture in your hand, it's going to be easy. Otherwise, it may be difficult. So that point is that if you have once you have a right conjecture, then you can check it. Using linear sigma models.
So in your partial Planck manifold, do you need, in this small quantum cohomology case, do you need two-way transformation?
No. And the other one is what tells you why this one is true. So let's go to the construction of the syntactic reduction and by the algebra geometry way. So now G is going to be just complex regular. So in the sub, if you have previous compact regular, then let's be complexification. And now we can talk about the semi-stable point of with respect to this G action, and then collect those things, and I like denote that set of semi-stable point of with respect to G, but like this way. And then I'm gonna assume that just they are equal. So you take just this the set of a snap stable point, and then we have also same for T, and since T is larger than T, this one is a little bit bigger. So inside of here, we have this soft space inside there. And then, now take a quotient by G. Here, quotient by T and then G. Since this is open subset, since this is open subset, gyroscope open subset of in here, we have some a rational map from the non-abelian quotient to the non-abelian one. No, it's a complex torus.
Yeah, your P is complex torus.
Yeah, right. So maybe I'd like to maybe emphasize. Okay. The product of sister and so picture is following. You have some group part according to the group T action. You have semi-stable point with respect to G. You have a very group part, and then over there, nearly we have a map. Now, since my concern is about the curves in the XMA T, suppose you have some rational map, say some rational curve inside in here, then maybe it's possible to lift this rational curve over here. But let me go the other way. I mean, I'd like to compare the modular space of a stable map, which going to non-abelian quotient, and also which goes to the abelian quotient, and then if your map lies the target, your image of a curve lies inside of the very good part, then you can push it forward using this map so that the outcome becomes a rational, stable map to non-abelian quotient. So you have a comparison when your stable map lies in the very good part. However, you might have some bad things going on. And what we can prove that in those cases, partial Planck manifold, you can show that those bad things contribute, overall contribution becomes zero with respect to this modification or by twisting. I mean, without twisting, this of course contributes as a conflict invariance for the abelian quotient. But with twisting, and if you sum of all by degree T tilde, which goes to D, then you can show that there's some cancellation goes on, so that you can prove that theorem in the partial manifold. Yeah, so that's the. Yep, I'm listening.